I will learn the first Torah from Rav Nassan Geshtetner. This is the second volume of the Lahoros Nassan on Moadim. Rav Nassan Geshtetner is one of the remarkable Gedolei Poskim in Bnei Brak. Passed away not that long ago. As I've mentioned in the past, I had the schus to meet him one time. He wrote on Kol HaTorah Kula. Imamish wrote on Kol HaTorah Kula. We have many, many volumes of Shalos and Tshuvos from him. We have many, many volumes on Chidushim and Shas in Halacha. 5 volumes on Moadim. 5 volumes on Chumash. A volume on Pirkei Avos. Imamish wrote on Kol HaTorah Kula. Descendant of the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And just a very remarkable Jew. He's one of these people. You look at just the output of his Torah over the course of his lifetime and it doesn't add up. You can't figure out, like, if we sat down in Cheshbon now, when you learnt all of this, and then thought of all of this, and then recorded all of this, it doesn't really add up. So we'll learn a Torah. It's a little bit connected to something we saw, those who were here last week, in the Shemen Rosh. And you'll see how and why. But he begins with a very famous Gemara about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Chest. Tana Rabbanan. Kishenichnasu Rabboseinu Lekerem B'Yavna. When the sages decided to set up a yeshiva, Rashi says, both here and on Daf Lamed Gimel, Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches, and also Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel, that Kerem really means a yeshiva, Beis Medrash. It was called a Kerem because they sat in rows, the way that a vineyard is very neatly arranged, row after row. So when the rabbis set up shop in Yavne, they were very concerned about something. What were they concerned about? They felt that as Golis was taking place in various stages, as he'll describe, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Aleph, but they were nervous, Amra, see the Torah shetishtakach miYisrael. The rabbis were worried that the Torah was going to be forgotten. The fact that the Torah is being moved from one place to another place to another place to another place, 10 different stops along the way, the rabbis saw this as a sign that it's just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse until eventually it's all gone. So there's nothing left. That's a very sad prediction from Gedolei Tanaim. To set up a yeshiva with the attitude eventually that our doors are going to close. It happens. Sometimes the greatest yeshivas are forced to close their doors. 1892, Vilna Yeshiva closed its doors. That wasn't the plan when they opened the doors. So here, Kishenichlasu Lekarim B'Yavdil, already they were predicting the downfall of Torah. That it has to be, Asid the Torah Shetishtakach Miyisrael. Shenemar Hinei Yomim Ba'im Nuhum Hashem. We know the Pasuk in Amos. Days are coming, so says Hashem, Elokim. V'yishalachti Ra'av Ba'aretz. There's going to be a great hunger in the world. Lo Ra'av La'lechem V'lo Tzama La'mayim Kim L'shmoa Ez Divrei Hashem. Not a hunger for bread, not a thirst for drink, for water, but rather what? A longing to hear a spiritual starvation for the Dvar Hashem. And furthermore, the Pasuk says, a little bit later in Amos Paraches, Yeshotetu Levakish as Dvar Hashem, V'lo Yimtso. That a person is going to be seeking, you're going to be looking here, and you're going to be looking there. The Pasuk says, you'll go to the north and to the south, and you'll be looking all around to find the Dvar Hashem, V'lo Yimtso, and it'll be nowhere to be found. There's going to be such a lack of presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a Hester Panim, that we're living through with our own eyes today. So the Gemara goes on and tells a little bit, put in a dot, dot, dot here. He records it here as if it's one straight flow of the Gemara. There is a little bit of a discussion in between. What do these psukim mean? What exactly is going to be missing? What are we going to know? What are we not going to know? And then the Gemara quotes a braisa, Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rishon Be'Yochai is taught in the Braisa. Rishon Be'Yochai Omer, Chas V'Shalom Shetishtakach Torah Miyisrael. I will be the guarantor that Torah will never be forgotten. Rashbi says, on my shoulders, I take a chayis for Kol Torah Kula. It's a pretty big statement. Shenei Amar, he quotes the pasuk by the Shir of Ha'azino, Ki Lo Sishachach Mi Pizaro, that it'll never be forgotten. Mi Pizaro. From the mouth of the descendants. It'll always be. Torah will always last. And I'll make sure that that's so. Elamani Makayim. So what are we going to make of the Pasuk where it says people are going to be seeking the Dvar Hashem V'lo Yimso. It's not going to be nowhere to be found. Shelo Yimso Halacha Brura U'mishna Brura B'makom Echad. Then yes, Torah is going to go through some type of descent. We will not be able to find Halacha Brura and Mishna Brura. Halacha meaning clear Psak Halacha. and Mishnah Brura, a clear understanding of the sources from which the halacha emerges, you won't find in one place a complete mastery of halacha and Mishnah. You won't have halacha Brura and Mishnah Brura b'makom echad. But says Rabbi Shimon, I'll make sure the Torah will never be completely forgotten. Now I'll just mention, there's a Marsha on this Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches, where the Marsha comments here, he says, this Pasuk of Kilosi Shachach Mipizaro is a Pasuk by Shiras Hazinu. So really, the Pasuk is only guaranteeing that the Shira won't be forgotten. So is that where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was taking upon his shoulders? I'll make sure that Shiras Hazinu is never lost. Or is he being the guarantor for the entirety of the Torah? So you could answer it, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Daf Chafalef seems to say, right, that there's an obligation, the last mitzvah of the Torah, Kisvu Lachem Es Ashira Hazos, which the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chafalef from Abayz, understands that the obligation of every Jew, male and maybe even female, is not only to write Parshas Hazinu, but rather, when the Torah says to record Kisvu Lachem Es Ashira Hazos, write this song, write Parshas Hazinu, it means write the entire Torah. There's an obligation for every person to write a Sefer Torah. How do you see that in Kisvu Lachem Es Ashira Hazos? There's different ways to understand it. Right? The Rambam seems to understand it. The Rambam paskens this way. There's a mitzvah to write the whole Torah. It's the last mitzvah in the Chilach, mitzvah 613, to write a Sefer Torah. So the Rambam seems to understand it. The Torah gives us a mitzvah to write Parshas Hazinu. But you're not allowed to just write Parshas Hazinu. So therefore, it must be the only way I can write Parshas Hazinu is by writing Kol Torah Kula. It's a big undertaking. To write one Parsha, right, halacha demands I write the entire Torah. Okay. I don't want to go into it now, because I was just starting to think about it today. But it is very interesting. The Marsha's question and the relationship to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is very fascinating. To think about the fact that Rabbi Shimon, in the context of Parshas Hazinu, says, I'll make sure I will be the guarantor for the Shira of Torah. And I think there's a lot to say there. Rabbi Shimon's saying, not only will I make sure that Jews are just learning Torah, but I'll make sure Jews are singing Torah. There's a difference between learning Torah and singing Torah. And again, I'm even Yavin, but something to think about in terms of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's guarantee that Torah will retain a certain quality. As Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says in the Zohar, Anan b'chavivusa tali milsa. Our thing, our chabura, is about Ava. Right? That a Jew shouldn't just say Torah, say davening, say Gemara, right? Or even just learn it, but he should learn it with a Shira. It should be a song, it should be filled with the Ava of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Again, something to think about. But it's a strange Gemara. Ad kan the words of the Gemara. The Tanayim are giving up on Torah, and Rabbi Shimon says, I got this one. Vitzarech Biur, where it's underlined, Eichi Tachin, says with us in Geshether, how could such a thing be? What's the pshat in such a Gemara? Ki kol Tanayim HaKadoshim, shayu biyavne hiskimu v'amru asidah Torah shetishtakach mi Yisrael? How could it be that the Gedolei Tanaim were building a yeshiva with an attitude that for sure it's going to collapse? That Torah, the whole institution of Torah is going to collapse. They must have sensed something with Ruach HaKodesh that they would say such a thing. Otherwise, why not hope that, you know, maybe there'll be a revival? There'll be a Baal Tshuva movement. Everyone will get back on track. And why Dafka Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was the one who was Cholik Aleihem? What was it about Rabbi Shimon? What was it about the other Tanayim? Why did this dafka unfold in Karen Biyavna? Gam sarich bir damai dafka kishnichlasu la Karen Biyavna. Why dafka in that makum? Did they have this, you know, this einfall, this realization that, oh, it could be that Torah is going to be lost forever? See the Torah shetishakach mi Yisrael. Below makom acher. Why in Yavna? Why did it happen to unfold in such a place? So, let's understand how they ended up in Karen B'Yavna, how this yeshiva in Yavna was built. He says in the second paragraph, V'yir al pi amram, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah lamed alf, Eser galuyos golsa sanhedrin. It's just interesting, I'll mention parenthetically, there's a tradition from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, maybe go back to the Gaon, a tradition that Torah is going to be exiled outside of Eretz Yisrael to 10 different stops. The Gemara here is describing 10 different stops as the Beis Hamikdash was, you know, as the Sanhedrin HaGadolah was being chased out of Lishchas HaGazis, and the various stops they made, you know, throughout Eretz Yisrael. But the Rav Chaim Volozhiner says it's a tradition that before Mashiach comes, the Torah is also going to have to travel around the world to 10 different stops. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner said that the last stop is going to be in America. That America is the last place Torah is going to have to take root. Which again, you go back to the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and people are laughing about the possibility of there being serious Torah in America, of being real Shomer Shabbos Jews in America. And now, Baruch Hashem, Torah has taken root in America, which means, you know, we've, so to speak, fulfilled all the stops along Galus and are ready to start heading back to Eretz Yisrael. Interesting thing to think about, Dafka, on a day like today. But the Gemara says there's going to be 10 stops that the Sanhedrin traveled as they were moving away from the Makom HaMikdash. Milishchas HaGazis L'chanus, Umichanus L'Yerushalayim, Mirushalayim L'Yavna, Miyavna L'Usha, Umeusha back to Yavna, V'chulu. And the Gemara goes through these 10 different locations, each one a step further away, so to speak, if not geographically, at least in terms of the kalach of that Makom, further and further away from the Makom of Torah, the Makom of Asherah Sashchina, the Beis HaMikdash. V'hine b'cho Makom chadash shegalu l'sham. So therefore, it says with us in Geshtender, every place that the Sanhedrin was forced to relocate, here Gishu Rabboseinu Yeridas Hasagas HaTorah. A tzaddik knows, a tzaddik, a person who's aware, a person who's, you know this Maisa of the Chazon Ish? The Chazon Ish one time was in his room, and all of a sudden, the Talmidim hear him collapse. So they come running into the room, and they see the Chazon Ish, he sprawled out on the floor in front of his bed. He had a little table, a little desk where he would learn, a chair, and then he had a bed on the other side. The Chazon Ish was a sickly person his whole life. And they see the Chazon Ish lying on the floor, the Talmidim, the family members, whoever it was, they come running in, they pick the Chazon Ish up, they sit him on the bed, and they say, what happened? So he says, I calculated how much energy I would need to get from my chair to my bed, and I miscalculated. I ran out of gas one step before the bed, so I collapsed on the floor. How many people have such a cheshvin of their energy in Avodas Hashem? You know? I know that if I daven one more word with Kavana, that's it, I'll be spent. Who could be so self-aware? And yet, obviously, if the Chazon Ish could do it, you can imagine the Sanhedrin was able to sense the quality of their learning. They didn't just learn, and you know, if they got the sugya, fine. If they didn't get the sugya so well, also okay. You know, there's always tomorrow. I'll always come back to it another time. These are people who were abundantly aware of their hasagas and Torah. And they could sense that when we left the Lishchas HaGazis, and we moved a step further away from that makom, they felt the yerida in their hasagas and Torah. When they were in the Lishkas HaGazis, which is the place where Torah comes down to Klal Yisrael through the Sanhedrin in that Makom, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Pei Vav, Eilu ve'ilu ba'an lebeis tenagadol shebelishkas HaGazis shemimenu yotzei Torah l'chol Yisrael. That is the place from where Torah emanates. Min ha'makom ahu asher yivchar Hashem. Whereas it says on Pei Zayin Amad Aleph, the Kam Tav Elisa El HaMakom, Melamit Shah HaMakom Gorim. The place is Gorim, the place causes, the place has a Hashpa. So Torah in the Lishchas, we think Kimitzion Teitzei Torah in a general sense, but there are Makomos that have more of Hashpa, and Makomos that have less of Hashpa. So the Sanhedrin understood that this is the place. Again, not for now, but something to think about, why Dafka the Lishchas HaGaz, why Dafka that Makom of the Mikdash, why Dafka along that side of the Mikdash was the place where Torah was, you know, best found. Okay, something to think about. But the Sanhedrin was able to send such a thing. They sent that the Makom was Gorim. Hine b'makom kadosh zeh hirgishu tokef hashpas kedushas haTorah liYisrael. They could sense there was no place of greater clarity of Torah than that place called the Lishchas HaGazis in the Makom HaMikdash. Ki shom tziva Hashem asabrach. When they were relocated from there to the next stop, to Chanus, they felt a Yerida. They felt that the Torah was not the way it was once upon a time when we were in that Makom, in that Lishcha called the Lishcha Sagazis, the chamber of the hewn stone. It wasn't the same. And when they moved further off the mountain to the outskirts of Yerushalayim, Hergishu Yeridas Ma'ala Nosefes, they felt another Yerida. Kines Rachu Yosef Yosef Milishchas HaGazis. Because Hergolu Yerushalayim Li Yavne, Yirgishu od yirida b'asagas haTorah. So every step along the way, they felt that the Torah was just getting worse and worse and worse. Our clarity was getting worse. Our hasagas haTorah was just getting worse and worse. Umikev and shenis chazka yirida gimel pamim. So once they moved once and twice and three times, and now they're sitting in Yavna, we have a chazaka. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure out that we've established a pattern here. That every single time we move, and as our enemies push us farther and farther away from Eretz Yisrael, the Yerida is only going to get worse. And in addition to the pattern that had been established, logically, that they could come to such a conclusion, Ruach HaKodesh, they sense this is just the way it's going to be. Shasid and Sanhedrin, Ligalus, Eser, Gluyos, they knew there was going to be a series of 10 stops. Somehow they knew that Meirosh, that it was going to be that way. Vigamro, Eskola, Galuyos, Shasid and Yisrael, Lios, Sham, Ubebitl, Sanhedrin. And they saw eventually there would be a Gullus called Gullus Washington Heights. They saw that there would be such a thing. And they said it's just going to keep getting worse. And the Madrigas are going to get worse and worse as time goes on, until Torah disappears. Umishum kach amru shasida Torah shetishtakach miYisrael. Sherei ra'u shekechol shenisrachu Yoser veYoser mimakom b'kor ashras hashchina b'lishchas hagazis, kach yardu Yoser veYoser b'yediyas haTorah. That was the reality. So the Tanayim were not people who were so pessimistic. They were just realistic. They understood this is the Mitzias. Umikevan sheyadu sheoda sidin Yisrael lavor galuyos harbe, and when they saw beyond the initial 10 steps, when they saw Torah trying to take root in Chutz Laaretz, it was just laughable. The Yeridas Hadoras became laughable. I once heard a story from Rav Weissmantel. He said at one point, once he got on the train, and he said there were these two pashut looking guys, looked like businessmen with suitcases, you know. Didn't look like Talmidei Chachamim. Certainly didn't look like Rashi Yeshiva. And again, we're talking about a door not so long ago. Weissmantel was instrumental in trying to save lives during the war, during the Holocaust. So we're not talking so long ago. He said he saw these two regular looking people get on the train, and he said one of them said to the other, "No, you ready to start?" So he figured they're gonna pull out a pack of cards, you know, play a little poker, whatever, just to pass the time on the train, you know, whatever people would do. He said, "You ready? You ready? You know, you ready to let the games begin? You ready to start?" So he said, "Yeah, you go first this time." So Weissmantel was just watching to see like what game are they going to play. And he said they started going back and forth. They took turns, switching off, reciting the Shach Levitaria of Tosos and Yavamus, Tosos, 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 back and forth for the whole train ride. You know, as many Tosos as they could get through. I don't know, 40, 50, 60 blah. These were regular people once upon a time. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said about himself, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky passed away not so long ago, right? Rabbi Yaakov passed away, what, 30 years ago? Rabbi Yaakov said about himself, he said, when I was a kid, he said, every single kid in my neighborhood knew Shisha Sidra Mishnah Baal Peh. He said they had a tune that they used to sing the Mishnayos with, and he said, I didn't have a good voice, so it was a chiddush that despite not really being able to, you know, to hold the tune, I also knew the Shisha Sidra Mishnah Baal Peh. So that was like a chap. But like everyone knew it. It wasn't like a big deal. To know Shas Mishnayis Baal Peh, what was the big deal? What was the big deal? Yeah? So you can only imagine, again, what the Sanhedrin, what they knew, and how painful it was, generation after generation after generation after generation. And as Rav Meir Goldwicht Shlita likes to say, as one of the Talmidim in Yeshiva told me, they heard from Rav Goldwicht, that today, 2 years is considered a door. 2 years is considered a generation. Right? The Talmidim were in YU 2 years ago. It was a different door than today. The Nisyonos today, the levels of learning today, it's a different thing. 2 years, that's how fast the world is moving today. So the Sanhedrin, again, they were not overly pessimistic, they were just realistic. That this is the Metzias of the Yerida of Torah. He says at the end of the paragraph, Ki kechol shemis areches ha-golus, the longer the golus would drag on, the greater the shechas ha-Torah would become. That was reality. By the first arrow, v'hinei lefi cheshbon haseichel ha'enoshi tzadku divrei emot. And now we come to the machlokas of Rabbi Shimon and all the other gedolei tanaim. The other tanaim were very big tzaddikim. Some of them were people who we would say are beyond anything we've ever met or could imagine. But the bottom line is they were still operating within a reality called teva. And within Teva, naturally it made sense what they were saying. It made sense, l'fi seichel enoshi, based on man-made intellect, their words were absolutely correct. Ki b'derech ha-teva i'efshar l'tor sh'tiskayim b'Yisrael b'golus ha-rucha b'en ha-umos. It wouldn't make sense that as the oppression Baruch Yisuf HaGashmias against Klai Yisrael would get more and more fierce as time went on. It doesn't make sense naturally that people should still be learning Torah. It doesn't make sense naturally that Klai Yisrael should be around. And Klai Yisrael are one with the Torah. So our whole existence and the Torah's survival doesn't really make much sense. Amongst the Umos, Vishibur Malchios, Viridifos, and all the oppression against us of the Sonei Yisrael, it doesn't really make sense that Torah should still be here. B'derech HaTefa. Valkein Amru Shasida Torah Shitishachach mi Yisrael. Vamru Kane Dafka Biyavna. Kisham Parnis Chaska. Let me read this the Torah. It had been three stops since Lishchas Agazis. Chazaka. 1, 2, 3, Chazaka. We've established a pattern. And they said, that's it. This is it. Slowly, slowly. It's not going to happen overnight. But slowly, slowly, the Torah is going to disappear. Along came a Jew who had a totally different perspective on reality. And this touches a little bit on what we saw last week. Rabbi Shimon, who was Malumid Benisim. Rabbi Shimon, who wasn't bound by the laws of Teva. Lag Va'omer is a day that the people, Tzaddikim, have said, you go to Meiron, you see things that are Lamalim in a Teva. It doesn't make sense what goes on there. It doesn't make sense in a rational sense, and it doesn't make sense in a supernatural, metaphysical sense. It's insane what goes on there. It doesn't make sense. On no level does it make sense. That's how Rabbi Shimon saw reality. So the Gedolei Tanan, B'derech HaTeva, were being very realistic. But comes along Rabbi Shimon and says, hold on a second. There's revealed Torah and there's concealed Torah. There's revealed Torah and there's concealed Torah. Ulam hare yadua ki b'torah kadosha yishnei chalakim nigla v'nister. V'inei atanoim ha-kadoshim, from the bottom paragraph. The Tanoim ha-kadoshim who were in Yavne, were establishing that yeshiva in Yavne. V'chalkim b'torah hu chelek ha-nigla le'enei basar. No, I think in Karen Biavna there's still more into Nigla than Nistar, no? Pizman is that? Karen Biavna's? Yeah? So the yeshiva that was built on Nigla Satara. On the study of Halacha, on the study of Gemara. Right? Which again, Torah is Lama, all Torah is Lamal Minatel. All Torah is beyond this world. But those Chachamim who were focusing on that perspective of Nigla, seeing things with physical eyes, they were being realistic. L'chein l'fi ro'os einei basar ha-tivi, shapir ro'o ki asidu ha-tor sh'tishtakach mi'Yisrael. That was reality. That's how it was going to be. Ki l'fi derech ha-teva, in a revealed sense, the teva that's goloi, y'efshar l'tor sh'tiskayim b'tokaf ha-golos. There's no way Tor would survive the intensity of the golos. V'ashiva b'ena umos, ha-metzikim, ha-riyam li'Yisrael. All the oppression of Klal Yisrael. Ula matana, kadosh rishon ben yochai. This is what we need to think about. This is what we need to think about. The hashpah of Rabbi Shimon, forget it whether you sit and learn a Zohar on Lag BaOmer. But Rabbi Shimon's perspective saved the revealed Torah. Saved the Ibn Ezra. Saved everything. Right? His deeper perspective redefined the whole outlook towards Torah. And therefore he said, Ki lo si shakach mi pizaro, Torah will never be forgotten. I will show you a lamalim and a teva way to live your life, to look at reality, to see Torah in the most hidden of ways. Shezachal la'asagas achelak hanister shav Torah. Turn the page. The kasher gila sod Hashem li'reyav b'sefer Zohar, as Rabbi Shimon himself revealed that there's nothing of Torah. Rabbi Shimon says in the Zohar Kadosh, God forbid the person who reads the Chumash and thinks it's just a bunch of nice stories. Rabbi Shimon uses very harsh lashonos. The bones of such a person who looks at Torah and sees only Pashup Shat, their bones should rot. Because they're putting the Torah's life on the line. If the Torah is just Pshat, the Torah will not necessarily survive. But if there's a Nistar to Torah, if there's a Pshat and a Remez and a Drush and a Sod, which will be shown as Megala, layer upon layer upon layer, so then the Torah will certainly live on. Right? It doesn't make sense how it'll live on, but that's the secret. That's exactly the secret of the Torah. Hura is koach hanister shabatorah shulamala minateva, ve'eino nira le'ene kol basar. Rabbi Shimon saw things differently. Ve'lakach dafka rashbi, amar chas v'shalom shetishtakach Torah miyasar. Rabbi Shimon bar Yischai said, I will make sure that the Torah will never be forgotten. I'll tell you a remez from Rav Moshe Wolfson. which Mamish will bring this piece of Torah from Rav Nosson Gestetner to new life. Because that's what we're saying. We're saying when you see things b'derech remez, when you see things deeper, right, the Torah becomes that much more guarded, that much more protected. Rav Moshe Wolfson has said in many different svarim, in many different years, some of his Torahs are recorded by the year, the great Mashkiach from Torah Vadas, Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita, Rav of Amunas Yisrael, author of Sefer Amunas Yitecha, Rav Wolfson says the gematria of Lamala Min HaTeva is 351. That's Rabbi Shimon's world. A world that is completely beyond Lamala Min HaTeva. Lamala is 175, Min is 90, HaTeva is 86, 351. Says Rav Moshe Wolfson, Lamala Min HaTeva, Lamala Min HaTeva, the phrase that he keeps using here to describe Rabbi Shimon, Lamala Min HaTeva is exactly gematria Lag BaOmer, 351. Because that's the world of Lag BaOmer. It doesn't make sense that 300,000 Jews of every type of Jew is going to stream to the biggest gathering of Klal Yisrael of the year to be in Meiron Rabbi Shimon. It does not make sense that 250,000 to 300,000 Jews are going to come to be by Rabbi Shimon. That's a sod. That's a sod. But that's the secret of the Torah. That's the secret of Klal Yisrael. It's Lamala Min HaTeva. It's completely beyond. Don't try to explain it rationally. And Rabbi Shimon says, I know, I sense inside of myself that I have, because I know the secret, I can tell you, I can be megala to you, the secret that what the Torah will never be forgotten. Shenemar ki lo si shachach mi pizaro. I'll make sure Klal Yisrael continue to sing the Shira of the Torah. The afal gav shebederech hateva ein kiyum l'Torah begalus. Even though it doesn't make sense that Torah should have a place in galus, aval kiyum shel Torah hu lemala min hateva. Through the person whose whole mahus is Lag BaOmer, 351. Lemala min hateva, 351. The Torah is going to reawaken. The Torah will somehow find a new dimension of itself, and the Torah will continue to exist forever and ever and ever. Turn to the back page. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai believes in Klal Yisrael in a really remarkable way. The love that he has for Klal Yisrael, the belief that he has in each and every one of us, is unique and very special. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, when the Satmar Rebbe came to America, one of the first things he wanted to do was reprint the Likutei Moran. You ever hear this? Satmar Rebbe wanted to print Likutei Moran. And they said they want to reprint in America? People don't even want a Chumash. They're going to want Likutei Moran. He says, Dafka in America. Dafka in America, they need Likutei Moran. And some of the earliest printings of Likutei Moran in America were printed by Satmar. So I once heard that they asked the Satmar Rebbe, why none of the early editions say that you published it, that you paid good money to have it published. So the Satmar Rebbe said, I already get in so much trouble for being Satmar, now they're going to find out I'm a Breslover also, that'll be the end of me. Right? But he felt that the Torahs of Rabbi Nachman would be the biggest chizik for the Jew who feels like, you know, b'derech hateva, this isn't working. It's very interesting. You open up Likutei Moran, and the first thing you see is almost a hakadama to the entire, which really means that this is, in a certain sense, the shorish of all Likutei Moran, is this piece, is this hakadama to Likutei Moran. And this will explain to us much deeper why Rabbi Shimon saw and sensed in his neshama that I'm going to be the one to guarantee the survival of Torah. Look what he writes. It's a famous piece, I'm sure some of us have seen it, but in light of what we just learned from Nosson Gestetner, you'll see it in a new way. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai hivtiach shalo tishtakach haTorah miYisrael, that he would be the one al yado to protect the Torah. Kamuva b'divrei Avoseinu zechrono levracha, like we just learned the Gemara in Shabbos Kof Lamed Ches. Kishenichlasu Avoseinu lekaren biyavna amru asida Torah tishtakach miYisrael. Va'am Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai shalo tishtakach. Shenemar ki lo sishakach mipizara. Good. It says within the Zohar itself, Bahai chibura di'ihu sefer haZohar, with this work, with this book, with this magnificent Torah volume called the Zohar, Yifkun Beimin Galusa, the Jewish people will leave Galus. This book will carry us till the end. The Zohar itself will be the book that Klal Yisrael are holding under their arms when they go to greet Mashiach. So now come and see the wonders of the Torah. Why did Rabbi Shimon quote this pasuk? Again, we ask the Maharsha's question. This pasuk is not even referring to the entirety of Torah. This pasuk is referring to Hazinu. Okay, maybe it's a reference to Kol Torah Kula. Hazinu is the Shira, that's all encompassing. And when you write Hazinu, there's a mitzvah to write the whole Torah. Why did Rabbi Shimon latch onto this pasuk? Why did he choose this pasuk in the Dvarim Perek Lamed Aleph? So says Rabbi Nachman, Ki al kein samach Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai atzma zeh pasuk. Why did he choose this pasuk? Ki be'emes b'zeh pasuk ba'atzmo v'ram mizvinistar sorazeh. Because hinted in this pasuk is the fact that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai would be the one to protect the Torah. Really? Where do you see that in the pasuk? Where is it hinted to in the pasuk? What do the words mean? Ki lo si shachach mi pi zaro. That the Torah will not be forgotten mi pi zaro. From the mouth of his descendant. From the lips of his descendant. Whose descendant? What descendant? Shal yidei zaro shel Yochai. The child of Yochai. The one who we refer to as Bar Yochai. We don't even sing about him as Shimon Bar Yochai. The Ben Yishchai and other tzaddikim asked. It's a strange thing. We sing Bar, we don't even call him by his name. We just call him Bar Yochai. He's a child. He's Bar Yochai. The pasuk says it will not be forgotten for the one of from the mouth of the one who's the son. The son of who? The son of Yochai. Where do you see Yochai in the pasuk? Shehu Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Al yado shelo tishtakach hatorah miYisrael. Why? Ki sofei tevos shel zeh pasuk. Look at the last letters of the pasuk. Ki lo si shachach mipi zaro. The last letters spell out Yochai. So what's the pasuk saying? Ki lo si shachach mipi zaro. It will not be forgotten from the lips of his child. Whose child? What child? The child of the one who's hinted to in the pasuk. Who is the one who's going to guarantee the Torah? Arasof, the sofei tevos, the zaro of Yochai, the one we call Bar Yochai. V'zesh merameiz u'megala pasuk ki lo si shachach mi pizaro daika haynu mi pizaro shel zeh ba'atzmo shumeromez v'nistar b'zeh pasuk shu atana Yochai, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai saw the essence of his soul contained within this pasuk ki al yedei zaro shel Yochai shumeromez b'zeh pasuk b'sofei tevos shu Rashbi al yado lo si shachach haTorah ki b'zohar. The Yifkun Min Galusa, because of Rabbi Shimon's magnum opus, the Holy Zohar, Klal Yisrael would be able to emerge from Galus. Amazing. So it's not just Stam that he picked the pasuk and said, it says in Hazinu the Torah is going to last. He saw B'derech Remez. He saw a secret in the pasuk. He saw his own secret in the pasuk. The secret of the fact that he would be the one to protect the Torah through his Nister, through his Holy Zohar, Klal Yisrael would be able to hold on until the end. And then he has one more Remez. He says, Vida, Shesod Rabbi Shimon. I'll tell you one other thing about Rabbi Shimon. Again, this is the Hakdama to Likutei Maran, which means that all the chizik that a Jew has ever gotten from the Sefer Likutei Maran and from Bechlau, from all of the Torahs of Rabbi Nachman, Zechusu Yagen Aleinu, it all comes through Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's all in that belief that Rabbi Shimon has in every single Jew. By believing in the Torah will never be forgotten, means that no Jew will be left behind. That no Jew will ever be forgotten. Yisrael, Kuchabrichu Va'araisa Chadho. Hashem, the Jewish people, and the Torah are one. That's from the Zohar. That's the Zohar in this week's parsha, actually. It's in Achrei Mos. The Zohar in Achrei Mos says, it's on Daf Ayin Gimel in Achrei Mos. The Zohar says that the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Jewish people are one. So if Hashem is eternal, then I guess the Torah is eternal. I guess the Jewish people are eternal. And Bishimon is the one who's Megala that sword, that it cannot be destroyed. So therefore, let's see one more remez about Rabbi Shimon. V'dash Yisod Rabbi Shimon ba'atzmo, who merumas v'pasuk acher. It's hinted to in one other pasuk. Ki da ki atana kadosh Rabbi Shimon, who bechinas ir v'kadish min shmaya nochis. Daniel in Perek Dalet, in pasuk Yud. Daniel says, I was lying in bed one night and I saw a vision. And what did I see in my vision? Ir v'kadish, right? Ir in kadish. Ir in kadish means holy angels. Ir v'kadish. An angel, a holy one, an angel that was holy, min shemaya, from the heavens, nochis, descended. Right? Like good achis mechitza, in context of sukkah. Right? That a heavenly angel, nochis, descended, came down, min shemaya nochis. And I think that tells us another, and also what's the remez? He says, ir v'kadish min shemaya nochis, is Rashi Tevos Shimon. Who's the ultimate malach who came down? And he really came down, mamish in the dirt, to pick up Jews. To Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is lamala min ateva. So what's he doing coming down to help lowly Jews like us? And the answer is Ir v'kadish, holy malach min shmaya nachis. He descended to the depths. Hod shebahod. Hod, in a certain sense, is the lowest of the spheres. Even though we have Yesod and Malchus that comes afterwards, the Sfarim say that Hod, in a certain sense, is really the bottom. When we mentioned on Sunday, we mentioned on Sunday, right? I'll just say it again. If you look in Tikkuni Zohar, where it goes through the various spheres and the corresponding body parts, right? So your right arm is Chesed, and your left arm is Gvura. And your torso, the trunk of the body, is Tiferes. The right leg is Netzach, the left leg is Hod. Yesod and Malchus, Yesod is the Bris Milah, and Malchus is the Peh. Which means that in a certain sense, the lowest and weakest part of the body is the left leg. Right? The right leg is generally stronger than the left leg. The left leg, which is Hod, is the lowest of the spheros. Because again, Yesod and Malchus, even though Yesod and Malchus are lower in the order of the spheros, but Yesod corresponds to the Bris Milah. The Bris Milah is higher on the body than the leg. And Malchus, which is Peh, is certainly higher. So Hod, in a certain sense, is really the lowest. It's on the left side, which again means that it needs a lot of chizuk. It's Chanukah. Chanukah is lahudus ulahala. Chanukah is also, you put the menorah in a low place. It's a weekday yontiv. It's in Rosh Hashanah. Everything that's bad about, you know, what that light is trying to illuminate in Chanukah. Lahudus ulahala, the left side, exactly. Gvura, Hod. So Hod Shebahod means the bottom of the left leg. The ikvus of the Mashiach, the heel, so to speak, of the left leg. Really a weak part that needs a lot of chizik. And Rabbi Shimon comes down to that place. Rabbi Shimon comes down to such a place. Rabbi Shimon's supposed to be all the way up there. He's Ir V'Kodesh. He's a holy malach. Min Shmaya Nachis. I was thinking, what are the Rashi tables of Min Shmaya Nachis? Shemen. What's the nature of Shemen? It always rises up. Hey, Bar Yochai, Nimshachta Ashrecha, Shemen Sason Mechaverecha. Rabbi Shimon, your mom is Shemen. You should be way up there. But we feel so connected to you because what? Because you're willing to what? You're willing to come down. And what's the nature of Shemen? You push Shemen down, what happens? It always goes back up, right? And it drags things along with it. So Rabbi Shimon is sent down to this world to help us. Rabbi Shimon is being megala, the deepest secrets, the loftiest secrets of the Torah. And he's sending them down to what? To the ikvus of the Mashiach, to the Hod Shebahod, to the last generation. We're so unworthy of it. And yet Rabbi Shimon is this malach who comes down from on high. Ir v'kodesh mishmai nachas roshi tevos Shimon. Ki lo si shakach mi pizaro sofei tevos yochai. He comes down to make sure the Torah shall never be forgotten. It's l'mal min ha-teva. That's the world of Lag Ba'omer. Gematria l'mal min ha-teva. And that's the sod of Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai. So Mirtz Hashem, as we enter into the week of Netzach, getting that much closer, we emerge from the week of, I'll tell you, there's an amazing Netziv in Parshas Lech Lecha. I thought about learning it inside, but I gotta run, so I didn't give it to you inside, but you'll take a look. The Netziv in Parshas Lech Lecha says an amazing thing that I just chapped today. It's connected to this idea. What did we just finish? If you didn't count Sphere tonight, be careful what you say. Alright? But tonight we count to 22. Yeah, which is Chesed Shabbat Netzach. Today we finished out the week of Tiferes with Malchus Shabbat Tiferes. The Netziv, and again, we don't have time to get into the context right now, but the Netziv writes in Parshas Lech Lecha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two different Hanhagos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Hanhaga that's revealed, and that's called Malchus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Hanhaga that's concealed, and that's called Tiferes. And one is within Teva, and one is Lamal Min HaTeva. So isn't it so beautiful that as we finish out the week of Teferis, Malchus Shabbat Teferis, which is what? Malchus Shabbat Teferis, according to the Tziv, in Parshas Lech Lecha, means what? Means Teva and Lamal Min HaTeva. And that's exactly the sugya that we learned tonight. As we finish out Malchus Shabbat Teferis, we learned the sugya that there are Jews who see the world through Teva, and there are big tzaddikim, Gedolei HaTanaim. But they can only see so far. They didn't say the Torah was going to disappear in a second, but they said, it's doomed. Eventually, b'derech ha-teva, it's not going to last. But Rabbi Shimon said, no, there's a different perspective. There's a way to look beyond. There's a way to see that there's something that's l'mal min ha-teva, a sod, a nister, of a Jew, of a Torah, and that's going to carry us to the Gula Shem. So Mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha this year, as we dance and celebrate with Rabbi Shimon, we should be zocha to see the fulfillment of his words of the Zohar. B'hai chibura, the iu sefer Zohar, yifkun be min galusa.